This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Drugs used to treat HIV make the virus harder to spread. Here's Secretary of State Hillary Clinton from a recent speech in which she imagined a generation without AIDS.
We now know that if you treat a person living with HIV effectively, you reduce the risk of transmission to a partner by 96%.
With that in mind, Mrs. Clinton says a test and treat approach must be a part of a global AIDS strategy. It's something Victor Duque of Denver also supports. In 2010, he formed an advocacy group called Test and Treat to End AIDS. He joins us now in advance of World AIDS Day, which is Thursday. Vic, thanks for being with us.
Ryan, my pleasure, and thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit more about how Test and Treat works.
Well, maybe what I can do is actually back into that question by talking a little bit about what the current policy is.
Sure.
Based on WHO, the World Health Organization guidelines, it's what we call test and wait.
Wait.
Test and wait.
For what? And, wait for what?
Well, now a person goes in, gets tested. If, in fact, they're HIV positive, they wait until their immune system is compromised, until a drug treatment is started. And that can take anywhere from 5 to 12 years. And the problem with that policy is that during that period of time, as the immune system becomes compromised, a person is infectious and can spread HIV to others. And that's why we have the problem we have today. Versus test and treat, you go in, if you are tested and you are positive, you immediately begin antiviral drug treatment, regardless of your immune system.
And as we said in the introduction, getting people on meds right away reduces viral load. That is how transmittable HIV is.
Correct. It's the amount of virus in the blood.
Okay. And your point is that under test and wait, there's this huge window of time during which someone is really infectious.
Correct. And, Ryan, as you may know, people have said, well, there has been behavior modifications and people don't have unsafe sex, and so we don't really need to worry about it. But unfortunately, that's not the case. And it's clear over the past 20 years or so that people have spread the disease around the world.
You're saying that under test and wait, the assumption was if people are using condoms, that should take care of it, but it's not.
It's not. Or if someone is abstaining from sex. I mean, those are all great things, but that's not what the majority of people are doing around the world, unfortunately.
And the idea is to apply this new model, test and treat, where exactly? Everywhere here in the United States as well? Or are we talking about countries in Africa?
When we began our advocacy 2 years ago to implement test and treat, our vision was to implement it around the world so that we literally could eradicate AIDS globally.
So here on the home front as well as
in Africa, Asia, and around the world.
Now, what evidence is there that test and treat works? Who's to say that there wouldn't be a move to this approach and it would be equally flawed?
Well, this past May, the National Institute of Health actually did a scientific study comparing test and wait to test and treat. And the evidence was so overwhelming that test and treat works that they decided to stop the study and go public, that we now know the science, we now know how to stop HIV transmission. We now need the leadership to implement it, scale it up around the globe.
Are leaders in the countries where this is most important persuaded that this is the right approach?
Well, since the science is relatively new, I don't think they're persuaded at this point. I also think many of the leaders, especially in Africa, are overwhelmed with other issues, unemployment and other diseases. So
that's the first obstacle, is to persuade them, I suppose.
Yes. And I think Secretary Clinton made it clear that the United States government was the venture capitalist. We invested money to develop the drugs. We have now proven that the drugs work. Now it's the responsibility of the national governments to take a leadership role and to implement this for their people.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. And We're talking with Victor Duque. He's one of the leaders in a global effort to get people tested for HIV and then, if they're infected, get them treated right away. His group is based in Denver. Victor, to the point of treatment, of medication, are these expensive drugs?
Well, initially, Ryan, cost was a big factor. Several years ago, the average treatment in Africa was around $1,200 to $1,300 per year. Based on generic drugs being manufactured now, the cost is about $350 a year. So the costs have come down significantly.
Okay, $350 a year. But for people who are making what a year, just for some comparison?
Depending on what country in Africa, a couple bucks a day is probably the average wage.
Okay.
However, I think what's important, Ryan, is that if we don't do something differently than what we are currently doing, test and wait, that we will bankrupt healthcare systems around the world because we have not stopped infections and that there are more people actually getting infected than drugs being available. And so we have to do something different.
Presumably, if you are maintaining a healthier population, even positive, that's also a more productive population.
Absolutely. Actually, a study came out from Harvard that looked at the economics of doing test and treat. And what the study indicated was that not only do we save lives, which is an important thing, but we keep people healthy so that they can actually go to work, earn income, and take care of their family. And national governments can then tax them. So lots of economic benefits to do test and treat.
The United States is putting some money behind this effort.
Correct. Secretary Clinton announced an additional $60 million commitment to the $50 million. So $110 million is what her office is committed to.
And are other nations putting their resources behind this too?
No, not yet. That was one of the topics that Secretary Clinton discussed in her speech, that she said it's now time for other governments to step up to the plate. As I said previously, we were the venture capitalist. We developed the drugs. We proved that they work. Now it's time for others to step up to the plate, including the G20.
Is it a pill a day? Is it a couple of pills? Is this what we know as the cocktail?
Correct.
Okay.
It's one pill. It has three drugs in the one pill, and it's taken once a day.
And what's the means of distribution? I mean, some of these are pretty remote areas, I imagine.
That's actually, Ryan, part of the scale-up research. The secretary and her staff need to be sure that drugs are actually available and can be distributed. As you may know, there's still a great amount of stigma and discrimination around people having HIV, which then leads people not to get tested, not to show up to get their test results, not to go and get their drug.
And what does that stigma look like day to day for people who have had the courage to get tested and find out they're positive?
Well, if I can just relay a story to you, a personal story. When I was working in Tanzania building a medical clinic and some schools, we had an accountant by the name of Tupo, a beautiful young African woman, and one day she just stopped emailing me. And I asked our project director what happened to Tupo, and our project director said she died of AIDS, and she was 30 years old with 5 children. And I said to our project director, why didn't you tell me? I would have personally funded drugs for her. And he said she didn't want to tell you because she was afraid of losing her job because of the discrimination and the stigma attached to HIV.
Even though she was working in that effort.
Correct. And working with us who were advocating for test and treat.
Well, if the stigma is that strong, it occurs to me that having like a separate HIV/AIDS clinic would not be the right avenue.
That's correct. And actually, one of the things, Ryan, that we've advocated for is to strengthen the current healthcare system that's in place, so that a person goes to the same place everybody else goes for a routine checkup. The last thing we would want to do is actually have a separate place for them to go.
Well, tell us what you and your group will be doing to forward this cause out of Denver.
The past 2 years, Ryan, we have been advocating for both the U.S. government and other governments to scale up test and treat. And now that Secretary Clinton has announced additional dollars, we will continue to work with Secretary Clinton's office and others in the administration to ensure that they follow through with their commitments. And we'll also work with other national governments to ensure that they're committed to finding the resources to take care of their people.
That speech from Secretary Clinton was a huge boost to your efforts.
Absolutely. I have great admiration for her courage to come out and to say that we can actually have an AIDS-free generation.
That's not just a catchy tagline, an AIDS-free generation.
No,
you imagine that can happen.
It's not a catchy tagline, Ryan, nor is it political speak. It's something that can actually be done if, in fact, there's political will to do the right thing.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Ryan, thank you.
Victor Duque of Denver is with Test and Treat to End AIDS, which advocates early treatment of the disease to prevent it from spreading.